What's up? Tonight I'm gonna talk about some more computing productivity. Recently I got a Mac, and being a huge Windows lover as I am, I figured out that I was so wrong. Always thought, like, what can another OS give to you that the one you're currently using can't? And I was like, if majority of people uses Windows, then the majority must be right, and that system is better simply because everyone's using it. Well, I was so fucking wrong, and I had to use the curse word because I really want to show you how big of a difference it is. It's simply is mind-blowing experience just to transition yourself to the new OS, and since macOS is intuitive, you kind of get hooked up to it pretty easily, and transition is going smoothly. After half an hour of using Spaces, I said goodbye to Windows, because it's so intuitive. That's the number one stair to get you into the Mac world. Once you figure that one out, everything goes from there. Then you got those fancy swipes on the keyboards that are giving you additional options that regular trackpad on your laptop doesn't allow you to. Know that those those shortcuts on the swipe are so addictive that many people are skipping the use of mouse at all. They just buy an external trackpad for their desktops. Well, I still love using mouse, and I'm so used to it, but I can totally see the point of all of this, because it gives you additional functions that you don't have on your mouse, and there are a lot of things that I need to get used to. So overall, after 2 days of using Mac, I can say that the saying is right: once you go Mac, you never go back. It's totally true. Does it cover for the change in the price? I mean, because the Mac is so more expensive than PC. I'm not sure about that. It depends. For someone who is doing a lot of work on computer, I definitely recommend going Mac. But for someone who's using computer only for games, for browsing, for watching media, the regular stuff, and like aren't heavy users of the computer, they don't spend that much time, I think that Windows is way better choice because of the price range. You get basically the same of the basics. That's like only a preference. If you are in the need of a basics, you go Windows. If you want to be pro and pull out the best out of your machine and have the best possible computing experience that you can get, then I'd go Mac without giving it a second thought at all. So if you're spending a lot of time in front of a computer, you should really, really consider going Mac. And if you are too addicted to your Windows, you can still use it with Parallels, so you're not gonna feel neglected for any part. You're gonna have the complete Windows experience on your Mac if you wanted to, but after just a couple of hours using it and getting used to it, you won't have the need to have the pure Windows experience, because it's so, I don't know, limited. That would be the word. That's it for the productivity show number one. See you around, peeps, and drop by to my blog, http://increasingworkplaceproductivity.net, and I hope that you'll find many useful tips there that I include beside computer tips. So see you around.